Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Rise of Abraham Khan by Seth Lipsky, narrated by Wes Talbot. Preface. A portrait of Abraham Khan is the first thing that greets a visitor to the Forward in New York City. It attracted me from the moment that I, then a young newspaper man in the mid-30s, first stopped by its editorial rooms. It was early in 1983. The paper, published in Yiddish and known as the Forvetz, or Jewish Daily Forward, had recently retreated to weekly publication with an English-language supplement. I was there on a quest to bring out a new, full-scale national Jewish newspaper in English, one that would start as a weekly, eventually become a daily publication, and most important, bear the legendary Forward name. This was seen by many at the time as an improbable venture, but I had become an admirer of Khan years before, though even today I'm not exactly sure how this came about. I admired him as a newspaper man, in particular as editor of the Yiddish language daily that he had helped found 100 years earlier and had built into one of the first national newspapers, with a circulation of more than 250,000 and editions in Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, and Philadelphia, as well as New York. Khan had edited the Forward for 50 years, right up to his death in 1951, and earned a place in the pantheon of America's greatest newspaper editors. Beyond that, I was also attracted by Khan's political story. He had stood with labor throughout its Great Awakening and the years during which it was being organized.